Communism sought to eliminate all opposition to its control and objectives, and we find a similar operation emerging today against those who would contravene the UN conventions. Zionism and the United Nations are dominating Jewish content. We will soon see more worldwide cries of anti-Semitism against those who oppose Edom in their war of extermination against biblical Israel and Christianity. Further to this, we have the recorded statement of Pope Pius XI, who said that Christians are spiritual Semites, and it would be logical to say from this that to speak against Christians, meaning Roman Catholics, would also be anti-Semitic. Of course, that does not mean that people who are Christians are Semites. Many of them are. If we're Israelites, then we are Semites. But people of all races professing Christianity does not make them a Semite. But that's what the Roman Catholic Church says. If they are in the Roman Catholic Church and they profess Christianity, they're Semites, which makes them Jewish, which makes them part of the elect. Let's look at some of the Jews of the many racial origins. The first is the Ashkenazim Jews. Some claim a link between Edom and the Khazars. But apart from that, there is more than one identity calling themselves Jews. None of these have claim to the name Israel. Regarding the Ashkenazim Jews who speak Yiddish, most dictionaries and encyclopedias define Ashkenazim in words like after Ashkenaz, the second son of Gomer. This confirms scripture concerning the sons of Noah, Shem, Japheth, and Ham, and their offspring. Genesis 10:1-3, the sons of Japheth, Gomer, the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz. So that alone eliminates the Ashkenazi as being Semitic. What about the Khazar Jews? The Khazars claimed descent from Japheth, and from their adoption of Judaism, they became known as Jews. But they did not descend from Shem, and therefore they are not Semitic in origin. To relate the term anti-Semitism to Jews of this origin is nonsense and part of the great deception. Eastern European Jews of this origin have no Israelite connection. Anti-Semitism could not apply to them because they're not Semites. They're not descendants of Shem. These are the majority that make up the Israeli state today. What about the Sephardim Jews? The American People's Encyclopedia 1925 indicates that these people descended from Edomites who were cast out of Palestine by Prince Titus in AD 70. From thence they spread to North Africa, to Spain, converting Berber tribes and others to Judaism. There were cardinals and popes who were Sephardim Jews. They had no simple bloodline, being Edomites diluted with Syrian, Canaanite, Phoenician, and North African blood. The Sephardim and Ashkenazi Jewish mixture. It is impossible to determine the degree of intermarriage between these two groups of non-Israelites, but there is evidence that this has become common. And then there's the Ethiopian descendants that came from another source. These are known as Jews because of acceptance of Judaism, not because of their race. The Encyclopedia Judaica states the history of the Falashas, speaking of their Hamitic origin. The joke here is that Ham, as a son of Noah, was not a black man. It is amazing that these people, who are supposed to be the educated and erudite, could make such a stupid statement to say that black Jews are descendants of Ham. What about the Babylonian Jews? In the days of Mordecai and Esther, many who obviously were not of Judah stock took up Judaism. Esther in 8:17 and many of the people of the land became Jews. What about the proselytes to Judaism? These are people from other Semitic and non-Semitic origins who become known as Jews because of religious spirit and belief. There are Asiatic Jews and Jews of almost every race on earth. The Semitic descendants of Esau. These people, also known as Edomites and some other names in Scripture, historically and biblically, most of these were made proselytes to Judaism and became known as Jews. The religious and political nonsense of these standings. The points raised in this study render the following as being religious and political nonsense. the popular use of the term anti-Semitism as meaning anti-Jew and suggesting anti-Israel and using it as a racial term. That's nonsense. The popular use of Jews implying Israelites in the way of it's used, even if it is a common understanding and usage in our denominations and in messianic circles. It is also used politically through Zionism and Jewish control in United Nations to further the end of those against the Israel of God. The Israeli state represents the regathering of Israel. The Jews are a single race. Hogwash, nonsense, none of that is true. Anyone who wants to identify the Jews as Israel is not speaking about the true Israel of God, as defined in the Bible. If we have another Israel, we have another gospel. But the same people will insist that Jews of much racial mixture are a single race when they are not. They want it both ways. The term Iodius or Judean is wrongly accepted as the racial term Iodius, Jew, when reading the New Testament and is the root of the misunderstanding. The use of the territorial term Judean is not a measure of race, although some Israelites were amongst the proselytes to Judaism in Judea. The local New Zealand leader of the Messianic Jewish Alliance, Mr. Murray Dixon, writes in his book, The Rebirth and Restoration of Israel, "It is important for us to understand the extent of the Gentile separation. Gentile is the Greek word for the Hebrew equivalent goyim, meaning the people of the nations or anyone who is not Jewish. We have covered this wrong meaning of Gentile earlier. This is one of the most terrible and horrible writings that gets propagated everywhere. The interesting observation is that goy and goyim is used in scripture of Israel as well as those who are not Israel. So Mr. Dixon's statement cannot be correct unless Jewish is interpreted in a multiracial context. The explanation that the word has come to mean non-Jewish will not change original scripture. The wrong use of the word is the political and religious usage, not the scriptural usage. Goya in scripture conveys the sense of being a defined group of people politically, ethnically, or territorially without any religious or moral connotation. Thus we find Goya is used of Israel in scripture. For example, Genesis 12, 2, 17, 20, 21, 18, Exodus 33, 13, and Isaiah 1, 4, and there are many others. The plural form is used of Jacob and Esau as two nations. Therefore, in Mr. Dixon's eyes, Jacob and Esau are non-Jewish. That means the Jews cannot claim descent from Abraham via these two lines. Yet John 8, 33 shows us they do claim descent from Esau. Esau was the line that descended from the promised son, but was never in bondage in Egypt. Mr. Dixon does not know his Jewish history very well. On the other hand, if Mr. Dixon considers that being Jewish means belonging to a religion rather than a race, then he can certainly label Jacob as non-Jewish. But where does that leave Esau, who the Pharisees claim as their father? So we will talk about one of the last subjects here in this lesson. Are the churches teaching these things today? And I'm going to read several things. What are some of the things churches teach or infer to? That the Jews are Israel. Some teach that there is no racial Israel today and that there is no synagogue of Satan. They teach that everyone of every race can hear and understand God's word. We know that's wrong. They teach that all the world means everyone of every race. We know that's wrong. They teach that Abraham's seed and Abraham's children are the same, and we know that's wrong. They teach that all the people who listened to Jesus were Israelites, and that's wrong. They teach that every plant is planted by God. See Matthew 15:13, and that is wrong. They teach that Esau's physical descendants no longer exist, and that is wrong. They teach that people today cannot ever become like Esau and not be able to find repentance, and that is wrong. They teach that it is not God's nature to condemn anyone of any race, and that is wrong. They teach that there is no racial Israel today, that is, the church has taken Israel's place, and that is wrong. They teach that the Jews are God's natural children, and that is wrong. They teach that the church is God's spiritual children, and that is wrong. They teach all who say they are Jews are Jews. That is wrong. They say that Well, I should restate that. They teach all who say they are Judeans are Judas or Judahites or Israelites are Jews. That's wrong. That the Jews have no blasphemy. That's wrong. That the seed of Abraham is now the seed of Jesus through belief only. That is, race is no longer relevant. That is wrong. They teach that the throne of David does not exist. That is wrong. They teach that the Gentiles are never Israelites, and that is wrong. They teach that the Old Testament promises are not exclusive to Israel, and that is wrong. They teach that there are no difference between the house of Israel and the house of Judah, and so prophecy addressed to one house applies equally to the other house in all cases, and that is wrong. They teach that Jesus was a Jew, and that definitely was wrong. They teach that the regathering of Israel is now taking place in the Middle East simply because people calling themselves Jews are regathering in Palestine, and that is wrong. They teach that Israel is a place as well as a people, and that is wrong. They teach that the promises made to Abraham's seed apply to all other seeds of all races, and that is wrong. They teach that all sperma are the same, and that is wrong. They teach that Christianity sprang out of Judaism, and that is wrong. They teach that Judaism and Hebrewism are the same thing and originate from the same source, suggesting that Judeo-Christian is a valid term, and that is definitely wrong. They teach if all these things are generally believed, then they must be cultish beliefs, because they are wrong. Is this the master deception of Satan? Revelation 2:9 says, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Just as Satan wanted Jesus to bow down and worship him, and as Lucifer, or Satan, wanted to be like God and be worshipped, so Satan still wants to be worshipped today. Jesus refers to people calling themselves Jews, Iudaeus or Judean, who are not, as being the synagogue of Satan. So Jesus says Satan has a synagogue among peoples calling themselves Jews today. As Jesus said in John 8:44, their father was and still is the devil. Would there be a better place to start a deception than to begin with the seed of Abraham? The denomination still refused to agree with Jesus that the synagogue of Satan exists and is active right through the latter days against God's people. The word Jews cannot always be taken in the way that is commonly accepted. Modern international Jewry is primarily of Edomite or Japhethah Ashkenazim or Sephardim origin, and the Jewish Encyclopedia states that Edom is modern Jewry. Edomites are not Israelites. It was Esau who sold his birthright. The descendants of Japheth cannot be Israelites. Neither are Jews or other races Israelites by race. Modern Jewry relates to Edom, Zionism, world government, and the Israeli state, but not to biblical Israel. At the end of the age, it will be the Edomite Jewish Association with their Babylonian enemy that will be burned by fire. Obadiah 1:16 through 18, Revelation 18:6 through 8. But there is a final twist declared in the Encyclopedia Judaicae, 1971, Volume 10, Column 23. Jews began in the 19th century to call themselves Hebrews and Israelites in 1860. This coincides with the cry, anti-Semitism. If Zionists began so late in history to pretend that they were Israelites or Hebrews, this confirms the hoax that claims the Jews are the Israel of the Bible. There is no way that today's Jews are God's elect Israel.